Chinese officials respond to Trump's reciprocal tariffs, stop the bullying. By Olivia Rondo on April 3, 2025. China has reacted negatively to President Donald Trump's reciprocal tariffs, with the country's Communist Party-controlled foreign ministry accusing the U.S. of bullying. Trump unveiled a 34% tariff on Chinese goods at his Liberation Day event from the White House Rose Garden on Wednesday in response to China's 67% tariff on American products. In other words, they charge us, we charge them less. How can anybody be upset? The president said. Watch, Trump announces reciprocal tariffs on all countries, this is Liberation Day. The reciprocal tariff will take effect on April 9 on top of a 20% tariff the nation already faces from the U.S., Newsweek reported. Speaking to the press in Beijing, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Guo Jiakun claimed Trump's tariffs have violated the rules of the World Trade Organization, WTO, which China firmly rejects. Stressing that the American tariffs do no help to solving its own problem, Guo also claimed that more and more countries are standing against Trump's decision and other unilateral bullying moves from the U.S. We have emphasized more than once that trade and tariff wars have no winners. Protectionism leads nowhere, the spokesman said. We urge the U.S. to stop doing the wrong thing and resolve trade differences with China and other countries through consultation with equality, respect and mutual benefit. Watch, Rubio, Trump is going on offense against China. Make it costly to be America's enemy. An unnamed representative for the Chinese Commerce Ministry also said. History has proven that raising tariffs will not solve the problems of the United States itself, and will not only harm the interests of the United States itself, but also endanger the global economic development and the stability of the production and supply chain. The Chinese Communist Party's protests over tariffs come just days after the U.S. Department of State announced sanctions on six Chinese regime officials in Hong Kong and an unknown number in Tibet over years of human rights abuses in those occupied regions, Breitbart News reported. Guo denounced those sanctions too, calling them a vicious attack on China with groundless and unjustified reasoning. Trump's full list of reciprocal tariffs on other nations can be found here. Olivia Rondo is a politics reporter for Breitbart News based in Washington, D.C. Find her on X/Twitter and Instagram.